Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'siyata Dishmaya. Our previous shir, this is the fourth shir, Rambam Hilchos Malachim 6:4, and this is the second series. We're talking about the question of whether the Kriya L'Shalom is a Milchemes Rishus or a Milchemes Mitzvah, and the Zayin Amimin. Does it apply to the Zayin Amimin? Does it not apply to the Zayin Amimin? Do they need Kabbalas HaMitzvahs? Does it not need Kabbalas HaMitzvahs? So that's what we've been discussing. We saw a lot of stiras, a lot of kashas. So those are the first 2.5 shiurim. And then in the last shiur, what we saw was, and we also discussed the givonim, why the givonim had to be had to have that ruse, had to be so dishonest, and to fool the Jews into thinking that they come from a faraway land, they're not of the seven nations. If you can make peace with the seven nations, why don't they just make peace? So anyway, we saw that it was, I don't mean this in an irreverent way, but it's just a big balagan, a lot of kashas and stiris. So, nothing to shake anybody's emunah, just enough to get us thinking about the sugya. Baruch Hashem, our emunah should be unshakable always and always getting stronger. In any event, what we saw in the previous year was the Yisoid Gadol. And that is that according to the Rambam, right, we said there's a machlokes Rambam Ramban, but then Zayin Mitzvahs. That according to the Rambam, here in Halacha Aleph in this perek, and all Milchamos require Kabbalas Mitzvahs, according to the Ramban, only Shiva Amimin and Amalek, like he writes in his Perek Shal HaTorah, and we discussed that at length. Again, in Halacha Aleph, we talked about a lot of these in the previous halachas. We've been discussing this, and now we're just paving new pathways and. Again, this Al Pitaris Main of Rabbeinu Morein Ein Lishmol Zichrot Tavis Nefesh Hagana Gadol Rab David. So what we saw was that even according to the Rambam, that everybody needs Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs. There's still a difference between the Shiva Amimin and everybody else, and that is that when when somebody is Makabel Shiva Mitzvahs, one can be Makabel it as a Hischaivus. Just like a hischaibus, like an obligation of masva abdus, so he can be makabalit as hischaibus of Kabbalah Sheva Mitzvahs. That's one mahalach. But another way is, and that's what we discussed at the end of the previous year, is that it's mamash and nuchalos. It's a geris. It's a geris. We saw Lashon and Rashi that it's geris. It's geris. It's just he's a ger toshev, and a ger toshev is not a regular guy anymore. It's a new status. And this way, he's now mufka from being the Zayin Amimin and Amalek. Now he's no longer in that category. Because he's makabel upon himself the Zayin Mitzvahs. So that's a new person. That's a new chalos in the person. He's not the same person he was before. So before he was a member of the seven nations, and now he's a ger toshev. That's a different person. That's a different type of, it's a different status. So now we're going to continue with that line of thought. And note the Rambam. The Rambam, Perek Yud Mehilchos Akum Melach Avav, and in the Hasagas HaRaibin there, in Hilchas Akum, talking about the Isser of Yeshivas Ovdei Avodah Zarah of Eretz Yisrael. Like this is really a million-dollar question today, because today we have lots of Ovdei Avodah Zarah living in Eretz Yisrael. First of all, there are many Christians, and the question is Islam Avodah Zarah? Some Pashas, they're monotheists, but my own contention, which not everybody says this, so I can't say it with certitude, but is that they might have one God, but he certainly isn't our God. It's not. And you could say you believe in one God, and the one God is a tree. That doesn't just because you believe in one God, it's not enough. You have to believe in the true God. And so theirs is a God that hates the Jewish people. There's a God of murder, of evil. So according to the way at least many of them perceive him, many of the people who live in this country perceive the one God as being a God of evil. So even Islam, according to that, is Avodah Zarah, because they're not. They're believing in a false God. I mean, their whole theological conception is false. So besides being evil, but it's also false. So that's Avodah Zarah. That they're not they don't have the proper theological belief. They don't believe in the one God, the God of the Jews, the God of love, the God who gave Torah to our Sinai. So they call out God's name before they kill an innocent Jew, before they maim a baby for life. They'll call out God's name. That's God. So I'm not really sure. I don't really understand those shittas who hold that it's not avodah zarah. It's just the concept of one God. In any event, but that's an aside. But then besides that, in Eretz Israel, you have the foreign workers. So many of the foreign workers are of the avodah zarah. But the bottom line is, we really need them. In other words, A, it's a problem internationally. Saying that you're only going to let, believing Jews and properly believing goyim in Eretz Yisrael, it's not going to sit well with the international community, to say the least. And it's not practical to not let it, not to throw people out. And also, again, we need them. I'm saying all these Filipinos who are attendants, and my father, he should have Rafua Shleima, has a 24-hour a day, 7 day a week attendant. He doesn't leave his side, and he's very, very devoted to him. And my mother wouldn't be able to do it by herself, take care of my father. It's a lot of heavy physical labor involved. So if there's a reason that only foreign workers are doing it. Obviously, it's not easy to find them. I'm not aware of anybody who has a regular Jewish Israeli person who's an aide like that. So the shiloh of not having avodah zarah in Eretz Yisrael, it's a critical one today that we should allow them. Rav Herzog, many people dealt with it at the birth of the state, particularly Rav Herzog, because he was the chief rabbi, finding a heter. There's an article about it in Tchumen. It's a wonderful set of books about the contemporary halachic issues, including those that relate to the modern state of Israel. In any event, so that's just all the background. What's the opinion of the Rambam? The Rambam says is they have to be makabel zayin mitzvahs begedel gerus. And the only problem is the only way they can have a Geder Geirus is when the Yovel is Noeg. And today there's no Yovel. And the Jews aren't sitting in their ancestral land, meaning in the, each Shevet sitting where they're supposed to be sitting. So today there's no Yovel. So if there's no Yovel, there's no Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs Begeder Geirus, and Memela they can't live in Eretz Yisrael. And the Ravid holds that they can just be Makabel the Sheva Mitzvahs without a Chalos Ger Toshev. They don't have to have a chalos ger toshev. The Rambam says that it has to be a geder of gerus, and the Lecha Mishnah and the Ravid holds that it has to have a chalos, that it can be kabbalah without a chalos ger toshev. In the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvot Tzadi Dalet, he discusses this, and the Kesef Mishnah wants to make shalom between the Rambam and the Ravid, but you see not like that in the Rambam in Surei Bia 14:7 and 14:8. So it's not so pashut, meaning, so that's a discussion in and of itself. But we see al kolpanim that the din of ger toshev l'das ha-rambam eino rak inyan shel ha-chiyoto, elu hu sug acher, she'alav lo ne'amru dinim v'asurim shel yeshivat akum be'eretz Yisrael. In other words, we've been speaking about how it's a special chalois. In other words, the fact that somebody is a ger toshav, is a chalos. It's a change in his status. And you see that in this Rambam. But the Rambam says that it's not just that he accepts upon himself Sheva Mitzvahs. It's a whole new status which allows him to live in Eretz Yisrael. Since he has this chalos shem ger toshav, he has the right to live in Eretz Yisrael. Because he's no longer a regular guy. Because once you accept the Sheva Mitzvahs, you have a new status, a new category. And again, and not only in Hachas Malachim Shirim, but otherwise we have online Shirim Ba'oime Ka'iyim Be'inyan Ger Tosha, very, very, very interesting topic. So the same would apply, just like it applies Le'inyan Yeshiva Sa'aretz, it also applies Le'inyan Mitzvah Sa'riga Zayin Amin Va'amalek. So Me'ai Taimu, so for that reason, we can also answer right that this is a new status. And therefore, once somebody from the Shiva Amin or Amalek converts, to be a ger toshav, except the sheva mitzvahs in Aizach. Umehai taima se shapir ma shehiksha begur Aryeh, ama shekosav Rashi besoite sheberetz Yisrael, ein mekabla mishum ta'avdi meyira. Bari sof sof kiblu shelo la'avod, umali tama dobu lemaisa asu tshuva velo ya'avdu. In other words, we had Rashi and Sota that we've been discussing, Sota 35b, that in Eretz Yisrael, you're not mekabla ger toshav, because they're only converting mitoch yira, and they're only doing it out of fear. And therefore, you're not makabel ger toshev. The only problem is, says the Maharal in the Gur Aryeh, What does it matter why they were makabel? They did it meira, they did it me'ava, they did it to whatever reason they did it. So if they're makabel, not to be obeyed by the zara. Mali tamach, mali tamadavar. What does it matter what their reason is? Lamaisa, they did tshuva, and they're not going to be serving avodah zarah. So based on what we said, it's not enough to do tshuva. You need a special chalais geiris by the Kabbalah Zayin mitzvahs, and miyira. That's not a geiris. Just like it's not a geirus when. Somebody converts because life will be better for him. It says in the Gemara in Yevamos Nafayin Vav, they weren't makabel geirim bisman David v'Shlomo. So there we care about his motivation. We're not makabel geirim because we know his motivations aren't sincere. The time of David and Shlomo was very kedai to be a geir. And most of the time in Jewish history, it's much harder to be a Jew, but there are tkufis where there's advantageous to be a Jew. Right? Like in the olden days and early days in America, the Jews didn't get accepted into the country clubs, and the Jews didn't get accepted into universities, and the Jews didn't get accepted into different companies, etc. And today that all changed because frankly the country clubs are owned by Jews, and the companies are run by Jews. You know, the law firm is Goldberg, Goldberg and Goldberg, and the universities are the board, it's made up of Jews, and it's so once Jews are in positions of authority and power, so then they obviously aren't going to accept Jews. So today it's easier to be a Jew, Baruch Hashem. In any event, they weren't Makabel Geirim and Zman Damashal because of their motivations. So that's why that answers the Gorari's Kasha. What do we care about their motivations for? The answer is, it's not a proper Geirus. We need a proper Geirus. And to have a proper Geirus, they need to have the right motivations. It's not enough to be Makabel Shevin Mitzvahs. So just like we say that about Ger Tzedek, so too about a Ger Toshav. And since they don't have the din of a Ger Toshav, they're now the members of the Seven Nations, and Amalek, and the Zechi of Hariga. So we see again that when somebody from the Seven Nations or Amalek becomes a Ger Toshav, it's a new chalos, a new status. Aval, chashuv me'od, he has to really become a Ger Toshav. And then he gets this new status, but otherwise he's a Chiyuv Hariga. And lefize miyushav hetev, miyushavet hetev, kushiyat ha-ra'avad, shizkarnu, bashiur ha-rishon, my time lo pire et ha-rambam b'zayin amin v'amolik din kabola zayin mitzvahs, kama shikas b'shar mulchomis. Shibshar mulchomis din kabola zayin mitzvahs u'bedin kabola shalom as v'avdus. U'mishum hachi pire et ha-rambam shibedin kabola shalom ba'al korcheinu, gam kein, the kabola zayin mitzvahs. So why is it that the Ravid, Frekta Ravid, why is it the Rambam only mentioned Kabbalas HaMitzvahs when talking about fighting other nations, Milchemes Rishus, but not talking about the Zayin Amimin and Amalek? Why there does the Rambam not explicitly mention the Kabbalas Sheva Mitzvahs? So the answer is that in other Milchemes, the Din Kabbalas Sheva Mitzvahs is part and parcel of the Kabbalas Shalom Mas and Avdus. And therefore the Rambam specifies that included in the din of Kabbalah Shalom, there's also Kabbalah's Sheva Mitzvahs. Mashen came b'zayin amim in v'amalek, ein din Kabbalah's zayin mitzvahs midin Kabbalah Shalom. Shemitzad zayin ayuneh ragim, midin zayin amim v'amalek. When it comes to the Sheva Mitzvahs, part and parcel of the Shalom. When it comes to the Seven Nations and Amalek, there's no din of Kabbalah zayin mitzvahs midin Kabbalah Shalom. When you talk about the zayin amim v'amalek, that's not midin Kabbalah Shalom. They would still be killed because of their Zayin Amin and their Amalek. The only way they can avoid their Chiyuv Misa is if you're mafkia from them the Shem Shel Zayin Amin v'Amalek. Aydei chalos ger toshu shu b'kabbalah Zayin mitzvahs. V'al zeh Rambam lo medaber. The Rambam here is talking about the din of Kabbalah Shalom. So Rambam doesn't mention the Sheva Mitzvahs. Sheva Mitzvahs is a different Zach. The Sheva Mitzvahs makes it that they're not members of that nation anymore. They're mufka now from being Zayin Amin and Amalek. So now they're out of the category of Zayin Amin and Amalek. Everything is great. So the Rambam wasn't talking about that. The Rambam is talking here about Kabbalah Shalom. Shalom. Kabbalah Shalom. Making peace. So to make peace, they have to do Makabal Zayin Mitzvahs. So therefore he mentions by the other nations, Zayin Mitzvahs as part and parcel of the Tanai of Kabbalah Shalom. Aval. Kan shemedubar be'zayin amid v'amalek. Here, the Zayin mitzvahs are for a different reason, and that is to give them a chalois shame of not being Zayin amid amalek anymore. Now the Rambam is not talking about it, therefore the Rambam didn't mention it. The Rambam here is talking about dini kabbalah shalom. And we're talking here about if they're makabal mitzvahs, they're not Zayin amid amalek anymore. Because they're already makabal the Zayin mitzvahs. So v'ein anidon ela mitzad milchoma greide deboi shalom. So now the whole nidon is only mitzad the war. Are we going to wage war or not wage war? And Mamela, the answer is, of course, we're not going to wage war. Because they were Makabel Shalom. The Rambam already said, if we're not dealing with the Sheva Amim and Amalek, and they're Makabel Shalom, there's no war. So that we already know. But he doesn't say that but the Sheva Amim and Amalek, they have to Makabel Mitzvahs, Zayin Mitzvahs, because then they're not from the Zayin Amim and Amalek anymore. As Elohano say. We're talking about people who are Zayin Amim and Amalek. But in Echinami, if they're no longer Zayin Amim and Amalek, then their Kabbalah Smith is enough. Now we're not going to wage war against them. So that's why the Rambam doesn't say anything here about Kabbalah Shalom by the Sheva Amim and Amalek. By the Kabbalah Mitzvah by Sheva Amim and Amalek. Because they're Makabal Mitzvahs and they're not in the category of Sheva Amim and Amalek anymore. There's nothing to talk about. And because they're Makabal Mitzvahs, they're like Sha'arumas. And Sha'arumas, if we saw in the Rambam that are Makabal Mitzvahs, then we make peace with them. But Zayin Amim and Amalek, they're obviously, if they're still Zayin Amim and Amalek, it means they weren't Makabal Mitzvahs. And if they were Makabal Mitzvahs, then you kill them out Zayin Amim and Amalek. So that answers that kasha, and we still obviously have a long, beautiful derech to go on this amazing tour de force. So please stay tuned, and we will see continuing the flows. Mitaris Hashem Yisbach. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.